shaker, isn't it? BBC Radio Sheffield, you're listening to Paulette Edwards. So later on, we're going to be talking about gratitude. And you know that yesterday I was at Bluebell Wood Children's Hospice up there in North Anston. And it was quite an incredible day. Well, a couple of days ago, just about a week ago, I met David Collins. He suffered a devastating brainstem stroke in December 2016. And he lives at the Steps Rehabilitation Centre in Sheffield. He set himself the challenge of cycling for 2 hours each day, raising money for Bluebell Wood. Well, Jules Leahy is the Managing Director of Steps Rehabilitation, and she explains how the centre was set up.
It was my sister and I, really. We wanted to set up a business somewhere, really, a really nice nursing home for people who could get rehab as well as just being cared for. And we spent a long time researching what was available and realised that there was quite a gap for younger clients, but also kind of that mix of brain injury, spinal injury, orthopaedic trauma, where you could go and have the nursing care, but also intensive rehabilitation, physio, occupational therapy, neuropsychology, speech and language therapy.
So what's your background then? How comes you thought of this? Because it's not something that would go through my mind.
Originally, we thought about setting up a cafe, and I think it would have been
a bit different from a cafe.
It would have been a lot simpler. Often we've talked about, why didn't we just do that? But, Victoria's a physiotherapist. She had been working somewhere else where she'd seen that gap. So she had the original idea, and then we developed it together.
I don't feel as if I'm in a rehabilitation centre of any description. I feel as if I'm just in a nice coffee place. Yeah. Where people, all sorts of people, are just having a chat, getting on about the daily business. We've got balloons up for David. So does David live here now, then?
Yeah, David's been here for quite a while now. He's one of our first residential clients. And this 80-day challenge came out of... He's just very positive anyway, but he wanted a challenge. And he'd been watching somebody on YouTube, Mark Beaumont, who did Michael Challenge. And David thought he was watching him and going on our motor-assisted bike that the physios would put him on. And we had a screen in front of him, and he would watch him while he was doing his physio. He decided he'd do this, so he'd been raising money for Bluebell Wood Hospice previously, before he had his stroke, and other charities as well, actually. But it was Bluebell that he wanted to raise money for again. And I think that was also partly to do with our head of housekeeping, Lisa, whose son attends Bluebell Wood Hospice.
BBC Radio Sheffield, you're listening to Paulette at Steps Rehabilitation Centre, a place that I didn't even know existed. Georgina, you're David's daughter.
I am.
And you're here today to see the final bit of this trip, this challenge.
Yeah, this challenge, because no doubt there'll be another one.
Is that what it's like?
Absolutely, yeah. He's always had some sort of man challenge. I'd even say locked-in syndrome was one of his challenges, and that's ongoing. But there'll be another one. This bike challenge was for Bluebell Wood. He'll have another one just for him.
Tell us a bit more about David then, because I've just gathered that you've seen something that you wish you could unsee. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yes, I've just seen him getting ready. He's doing some stretches, and part before that was just seeing him getting to his Lycra, and that's something a daughter should never see.
Is it all done with a sense of humour as well? Because when you think about locked-in syndrome, you don't think of having a sense of humour, do you? I don't.
No, I think it is quite unknown, and it's a very serious thing. It's a scary thing. But Dad's always met it with humour in the way he speaks to the staff here. It's jokey and jovial. The way he thinks about his future is, I'll try and prove you wrong. And this is just sort of like, and why not? Go on then.
So what about his challenges before he had locked-in syndrome and after? How do you compare them?
Well, just as ludicrous. He really kind of started getting into bike riding. He's always liked walking, he's always liked distance. He's more of a walker than a biker, really. But it was sort of like, well, that's going to be hard. So before that, he would always do long walks. Then it was, I think I'm going to do the London to Brighton cycle. And we were like, oh, yeah, no, look, great, great. But I'll start it in Scotland. Okay, so someone made the mistake at that point on that finish line saying, what's next? So then he cycled around Britain, and I think nobody dare ask what was next, and here we are now.
So Carol, you're the person who actually married this man, so we do need to have a chat with you.
Okay.
Can you tell us more about locked-in syndrome for David?
Well, locked-in syndrome is, as it says, locked in. He's no movement, no speech. He just communicates with his eyes up, down, yeah, up for yes, down for no. David's approach to this is, as he's approached everything in life since I've known him over the 40-odd years that I've known him, is extremely stoical. I'll just get on with this. Yes, It's devastating, absolutely devastating.
So what happened then?
We were on our way to see my sister in France for Christmas. He became ill as we were travelling in our motorhome. And luckily my sister, who is more French than English, she was very good, got in touch with the medical services. We got him into hospital, who were absolutely amazing. And it all happened while he was in hospital. It's a brain stem stroke, which is a clot on the brain stem, which, you know, that means no oxygen to the brain stem, which removes all movement altogether. We are seeing a little bit of movement back again here. We've got head movement. One of the RAs here has been amazing, doing some wonderful massaging, and so we've seen a little bit of arm movement, hand movement, which we are hoping over the next 12 months that he's here we will see more of. But as I say, David is very stoical about it all, you know. Never once has he spelt out, why me, this is not fair, it's not right, I didn't do anything wrong, nothing.
What about you, though?
Oh, well, that's a completely different story that you don't need to know about.
Yes, I do need to know about that.
Well, with the help and support of my family and steps, I get through each day. I'm very aware of mindfulness. I am actually recovering from ME, chronic fatigue syndrome. But with the help of everybody here, I get through each day as best I can. It's not easy. David makes it so much easier. I do actually take a lot of strength from David because, like I say, he just keeps going. He's been in hospital twice since he started this challenge, and each time he's come back out of the ambulance, into his room and spelling out, I want to go back on the bike.
Don't you get worried for him, though?
No, because I know that the medical team here are just, they've got his best interest at heart, and I know that they wouldn't let him do anything that would damage him at all, or be it. No, I don't. I just worry that maybe, you know, he may just push himself a little bit too far, but that's all him. Yeah. But I know that the physios are like, no, David, 3 hours a day is not good. I will let you do two and we'll split it. So there's always a compromise. And as I say, you know, the medical team here and everybody here, just, you know, they're the people that's looking after him, and they're doing a fantastic job.
That's Carol. She's David Collins' wife. She's talking about how he's dealing with locked-in syndrome, which means, of course, that he can't talk. So how does he communicate, and does he get to meet the challenge that he set himself? We're going to find out after Men at Work. BBC Radio Sheffield. BBC Radio Sheffield, Men at Work and Down Under. You listen to Paulette Edwards. So this morning we're hearing the story of David Collins. He had a stroke, he's living with locked-in syndrome, and he set himself a huge challenge. So how does David communicate? We've heard lots about his sense of humour and his tenacity and his strength. How does he communicate? And will he meet his challenge? Well, I spoke to his daughter, Georgina, but I started by talking, first of all, to his wife, Carol.
It's his mental health that this helps with as well, because Steps do the holistic care. If he wanted to sit and watch telly all day, that would be fine. But he doesn't, you know.
Do you ever see him low, then? Do you ever see him pondering?
Occasionally. Mostly if he's tired or fatigued, then that's a difficult time for him. But on the whole, no. He's just David. That's just how he would. That's how he is anyway. You know, sometimes he's a Cancer, a zodiac sign is Cancer, and sometimes he will just scuttle away, and you just let him get on with it, and he'll just come back to you when he's ready. I learned very quickly in our relationship that you don't push, you don't force. He's fine, he's okay. If he needs help, he will ask for it.
Don't push a crab.
Do not push a crab. No.
I need to meet David now, I think.
Okay.
Am I ready? That's the question.
Are you ready for the Lycra?
Yes, I'm ready for the Lycra. Come on, I'm going in there for that Lycra. I'm going into David's room now. Is he having his stretches still?
Are we
having
to come in and meet David?
This is
Paulette. And this is the main man.
This is the main man, David, that we're hearing all about in his Lycra with his shoes on.
Do you want to explain how David communicates, Carol?
I'm just about to, and then you, because this is the MRO, I can do an exam report.
Just wanted to say something.
Oh. First letter, David, is it A to M? A, is it N to Z? N, O,
David will look up for yes and down for no. If he wants to tell you something, he will just look up constantly. So obviously that's what's happened. Chloe's observed that. She's spelling out with him. So we say to him, is it A to M? And if he says yes, you say A, B, C, etc. And when you come to the letter that he wants, he will look up. So we've got a H and an O. And then you have to ask him if is that a question mark? Is that at the end of the sentence? Et cetera, et cetera. There's always a notepad in his room or wherever he is. And they are full. I have lots of full notepads at home.
Lots of
spelling out, yes. We have tried other means of communication, and lots of people, speech and language therapists, have been and said, oh, have you tried this, the A to Z board? Have you tried that board? Yes, we tried them, but we found that we're just reinventing the wheel. The A to M, N to Z works. One of the problems is not everybody knows their alphabet, which is a bit odd, but not everybody knows their alphabet, you know. So I come sometimes and I'll see that they've written A, B, C. They don't know that.
Oh, we need to work on them and love them, don't we?
Yes, definitely, but we get there in the end.
This is Chloe then. Chloe's having a chat with David.
D, E, F, G, H. Next letter, Dave, is it a vowel? Is it A? Next letter, Dave, is it A to M? N to Z? N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. And a vowel, Dave? A, E. New word, Dave? A to M? Am I allowed to guess, Dave? Is it left hearing aid? Okay, is that everything you want to say?
Dave's on the bike now, and he's got a baseball cap on, a hoodie on. He's ready for action. How does this bike work then, Chloe, while you're setting it up?
So this bike, it's a motored bike. So at first it's powered by a motor. The best thing about it is after a while, Dave's muscle memory will kick in. So it is actually him powering the bike. So today we'll be doing it for 2 hours. So we will be working up to gear 20. In the first 10 minutes, we will do an hour and 40 minutes at gear 20, and then we'll do a cool down back to zero.
Does he really challenge himself then?
Always challenges himself. Dave won't mind me saying so. When Dave came out of hospital, the first thing he wanted to do was go on the bike. He will do it in the middle of the night, all day.
And he does sometimes in the middle of the night.
I've known it happen, yes.
So how long does he do then, Chloe?
On a daily basis. So for the past 80 days, we've been doing 2 hours a day. You did do a bit of catching up before, so we were doing 3 hours a day, which we did in a hour and a half.
So how does that equate in miles then?
In miles, 640 miles since he started.
So how has he got to go then?
So at the moment, 8 miles left.
I think that today's going to be the day, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Got a choice between Chariots of Fire or ZZ Top. And what does David want then? Because we need to do what David wants to get. So ZZ Top for David. Here we go then. Right. Here we go. He's chosen Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah, that's definitely him. He wants to... Again, it's humour, isn't it? He stands there with his long socks on. And he's got his lycra on and his baseball cap. Well-dressed man.
Right, David, I'm going to leave you up at gear 20. He's showing me that he's all right. Nah, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it! Every girl crazy about his David Collins, he was going to do it, and he did do it. He did meet the challenge that he set himself and has raised some money for Blue Bellwood Children's Hospice. I was totally inspired by his strong, strong spirit and also the spirit of his family and the support he got from Steps Rehabilitation Centre. And that kind of connects a little bit with what I'd like to talk to you about today, because